Alberta is the wild west of Canada, a beautiful landscape where man and horse live and work together. Ankadee Ranch in Kananaskis country has around 100 head of horses, and according to Shona Duff, the head wrangler, they all have their own unique personality and place in the herd hierarchy.
If you put 100 people in a room, there's as many different personalities in our horse herd. Each horse has his own character, his own personality. They all have their own friends. And the pecking order, because these horses, a lot of them are bred here, it doesn't change too much. So Dooley and Whiskey are top of the pecking order and will boss around the rest of the horses on a general day. On the odd day, Bonnie might come in and she might be feeling a little bit more bossy. She is a girl after all. And she might just come in and decide that she doesn't like anybody and she's going to make sure everybody moves out of her way. So she would be the top of the pecking order for that day. Another day, it might be somebody completely surprising. We have a young horse as well that is new to the herd that wasn't born here. Every now and then he comes in with the attitude that he's going to try and be boss. And the horses will tolerate it for about an hour or two and they'll let him push them around. And then one of the big guys like Bonnie or Dooley or Whiskey will turn around and tell him to buckle up and smarten up. And he goes back to being his quiet little self with his own friends.
And is the pecking order based on the size of the horse or is it something else that's going on?
No. The size of the horse has absolutely nothing to do with where they are in the pecking order. Some of the bigger horses can be right at the bottom of the pecking order. It's all down to character. It's the same as the little guy that walks in and starts with the loudest voice. Quite often in a smaller herd, you'll find the smallest horse is the boss. I think they have to make up for their size somehow.
Having different places in the pecking order, what effect does that have on the individual horse? Like, what does it allow them to do or not allow them to do?
One of the biggest things that we notice out here is the order that the horses drink in. Because they're coming into water in the gathering pen, the ones at the top of the pecking order will get to drink first, and the ones at the bottom will wait quietly besides until the big guys get out the way. We have one horse that when we got him as a six-year-old and he had been left entire as a stallion until he was five. So when we brought him over, he'd never really seen as many horses. He came out and we put him out with the herd and he thought that he was going to go and round up all the girls out the herd and pick on all the boys and that he was going to be the boss. That lasted half a day while they kind of tolerated and accepted him and things and sort of watched to see just where he would go. And He worked hard at trying to separate all the girls out, but the girls weren't really going to have it. And by the end of that day, he'd been banished. So to look at the herd, you could see the herd all eating. It was in the winter time, so we hay the horses out, and the hay gets rolled out on a big long straight line. And there'd be the whole herd eating nicely at the hay, and Jimmy would be trying to work his way back into the bottom of the hay pile, and he'd get chased out, and he'd try and work his way in at another corner, and he'd get chased out. So he spent about 3 days where he didn't get very much hay, and he worked his way right to the bottom of the pecking order. He's been with us now for 3.5 years. He's still at the bottom of the pecking order. They accept him, they tolerate him, but he's still way down there. Quite often you'll see they just reassure him that he's at the bottom of the pecking order. It's worked wonders because he now thinks that humans are great, and it's made him a lot easier to train, and he's now one of our top working horses on the ranch, and we can put everyone from a beginner on him to an experienced person. And this is something that when he first came we couldn't teach him, but the herd managed to sort him out and teach him, and he's turned him into a better horse.
And what about their friends? They have particular friends that they hang around with, and you know, they'll always hang out with this particular horse.
A lot of the horses will buddy up, just like children in a playground. They'll buddy up. We have a group of what we call the princesses, which is the boss's homebred mare, Warmblood, that has her couple of girlfriends and one gelding that she hangs out with. And then we have a couple of older horses that always hang together. Rocky and Hank are two of our good, strong children's horses, and you can always find them side by side. Our teams that pull the wagons as well, you will always find them side by side as well. They go everywhere together. They work together, they eat, they sleep together, and they run together in the herd. So they pair up, and then you have your social butterflies that like to go from one group to the other. Just exactly how you would find a group of 100 people.
That's Shona Duff, head wrangler at Ankadee Ranch outside Calgary in Alberta in Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.